talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And we're in the home stretch today. Last hour of live programming until tonight, 8:10 to 10 p.m. Don't miss that. New guest co-host tonight, blonde, and you know who it is. That's all I'm telling you. 8 to 10 live here tonight on WWGH Radio. But we've got Terry Tackett here, the Exchange Club, and we've got somebody on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, we have a question. We have not heard what is going on with the Marion County Health Department, especially with the COVID-19. Are they back up and working full force, or, you know, what's with it, I guess?
Yeah, they've never stopped being full for it. We had Tracy Kinsler on yesterday, and all basically they've done is close the lobby because of the spread of COVID. But if you call them or email them, they've worked. I don't think they've taken off a day since this whole thing got started. They work weekends. They even worked on Easter.
No, I was talking about with the Marion City not wanting to renew their contract and all of that.
Oh, that deal way back.
Yeah, I know. That was way back. But, you know, has anything been, everything's been basically put on hold because they need everything that they can possibly do for us.
They were not defunded. What happened, the mayor was on here, I think, right before this all happened. He was on back, I think, in late February talking about that. And what happened was he felt that the health department was not doing some of the things that they were supposed to do, like check people's grass and make sure it was kept right, and the city was having to foot the bill for that. So he felt if the city had to foot the bill for things that the health department was doing, that the health department should not be getting full pay. But they were having meetings about trying to work this out so it didn't become a problem. But I believe I'm right about this, that they were given all the money that they were promised because it was under a contract and the health department hired a lawyer. So when the mayor chose to question it, the lawyer said, you know, you do need to pay him, and I believe they were paid in full. But they were meeting up until this time about
We must have missed that one, but we were sitting here talking about it, and it was like, you know, what did they ever do with that? Because we didn't hear, so.
That was pretty much what the mayor had said, and I think pretty much what Tracy has said, and I know they were meeting and they were talking, so it was a much better situation than originally it had been.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was what we were talking about, and we had, you know, we knew that you had discussed it on air, so. I thought, well, I'll just call and ask them if they came up with anything or if there was anything, you know, just basically put on hold because of a virus issue thing, because no matter what, we definitely need the, you know, the health department for this and for a lot of other reasons also. But, all right, well, that answers our question.
Well, no, hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Telling what I said.
Here.
All right. The kids don't like cleaning the commode.
Oh, I can understand that.
Well, isn't that one of your questions that you're going to be asking
right now? We're getting on the next thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, which household kids do, which chores do kids not like doing? Let me see here. No, that's not one of them, but I'm sure they don't like it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yes, the Family Feud question. Which household chores do kids hate doing?
We just had a guest there.
We did have a guest there. But what is it? Which household chores do kids hate doing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's what we're asking for. What household chores do kids hate doing? Boy, there were a lot of them, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
There were certain things I didn't mind doing, and then there were certain things I really did not
hate
like
doing.
I don't know
I don't know. But you know what? There is nothing like a good deep clean of any household.
Right.
When you really do that, you feel so much better about the household. You feel so much better about everything else. It's just a nice thing.
Yeah.
So here we are. 40 minutes left in the day, 20 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Which household chores do kids hate cleaning? What do you think?
Kids hate cleaning? Is that what you said?
What did I say? Kids hate doing. Well, cleaning, doing, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Cleaning their room.
Cleaning their room is the number one answer.
Number one answer.
You
All
have
right.
got it right. All cleaning right. their room. Thank you, sir. That's exactly right. Which household chores do kids hate doing? The number one answer was cleaning their room. What are the other four? That's what we're looking for. Four other big answers here. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring, and we will put you up on the air on this Getaway Friday, April the 17th, 2020.
And, spoken just like Barbara Walters.
Just like Barbara Walters.
2020. Yes.
You know, I it's a shame to me that people are starting to forget her. Now, yep. How is that possible?
Well, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Taking out the trash?
Taking out the trash is not on the list, interestingly enough. Good guess, though.
Wow.
Taking out the trash, not on the list.
I figured that would have been up there.
Which household chores do kids hate doing? That's where we are at this particular juncture of the program today. Go ahead, caller.
How about taking out the trash?
Not taking out the trash, not on the list. Taking out the trash did not make the list.
Did not make the list. Wow.
What did you hate when you were a kid?
I'm sure it would have been probably doing the dishes, or I didn't really mind taking out the trash because it wasn't very far.
So you didn't mind dumping the trash outside?
No, it was like because it was usually always bagged up. So I didn't mind that. But
which household chore do the kids hate doing? That's what we want to know.
That's the question on the table.
Go ahead, caller.
How about washing dishes?
Washing dishes is not on the list, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. I hated it.
Yeah, me too.
I know. You know what? I'll tell you a story about this whole washing dishes thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not going to say who, but because I have a dishwasher now. So really the only time I wash a dish is like if the dishwasher doesn't get it clean for some reason.
Right.
Or it's something that needs to be cleaned in the sink.
Uh-huh.
And there was somebody in recent times who invited me over to their house. And when I went over to their house, I actually did dishes.
Really?
Yeah. No, figure that one out.
Wow.
It was okay. I mean, I offered to do it. It wasn't like they were forcing me into hard labor or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was different to go into somebody else's house and do their dishes.
When you're so used to, you know, your place.
Yeah, when you're so used to doing your own thing. But it was fun, actually. You know, that's one of those things that people used to bond doing. Remember when you used to get with, like, your mother or your father or your aunt or grandma, and you'd wash the dishes? One would wash, one would dry.
Yeah.
And you'd have conversations that you normally wouldn't have other places.
Right.
Because you were stuck there.
It seems like that and the dinner table, you know, you always kind of had some interesting conversations.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Do we got a correct answer? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say lawn mowing.
Lawn mowing. Mowing the lawn is number four on the list. Kids do not like mowing the lawn. You have got it right.
That's great. That's great. Keep them coming.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's see, what else is going on today?
Say, in the world or whatever. I mean, anything in the world going on today besides COVID-19?
Oh, no. Heavens no.
Yeah. Everything's on lockdown, huh?
Everything is on lockdown.
Yeah.
Which household chore do kids hate doing? Number one, cleaning their room. Number four, mowing the lawn. What are the other three answers today? Big answers on this Getaway Friday.
2, 3, and 5.
Yes, we do. 2, 3, and 5. No truer words have ever been spoken. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring.
Hello.
Give me a ring.
Yeah. Please give me a ring. Dead air.
But not for engagement.
Right.
You remember the three... Do you remember the joke?
Oh, yeah.
Irwin Corey's joke?
Yeah.
There are three rings involved in a relationship. The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Professor Irwin Corey.
God love him.
Ella, go ahead, caller.
How about sweeping the floors?
Vacuuming is number three.
Good,
you got it.
Good.
Vacuuming number three. Thank
very
you.
Good, very good.
Okay.
All right. Cleaning the room, number one. Vacuuming, number three. Mowing the lawn, number four. What are 2 and 5? 2 and 5. 25.
Here we go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about running the sweeper?
Number three is vacuuming. You've got it right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we've got cleaning the room, vacuuming, and mowing the lawn. 2 and 5 still exist. Which household chores do kids hate doing?
You know, these drive-by, you know, like birthday wishes and things. I mean, it's neat seeing some of those on... Like, so people are getting really creative with those, aren't they? I mean, as far as...
Isn't it interesting that now you can have a birthday and people will say, well, how'd you celebrate your birthday? Had a drive-by.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
used to mean a whole
yeah,
different thing.
Thing. Yeah.
Whole different yeah. thing months ago. Go ahead, caller.
This may not be a household chore, but cleaning out the car.
Cleaning out the car. I bet kids do not like cleaning out mom and dad's car, but not the right answer. But, boy, you know when you have to get down in those sticky cup holders? That's awful.
Just throwing out the French fries, huh?
Oh, and they're always down between the seats, and you never know how they get there.
There you go.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate cleaning out the car. Well, you know that on a hot day, like, I don't mind doing it, but I am always surprised. Sometimes I don't even eat French fries. I think there's French fries down between my seats. How did this happen?
The Hamburglar coming.
The Hamburglar. Oh, the Hamburglar. Is he still around? It was Grimace.
Grimace? Hamburglar? Ronald McDonald? And what was the Mayor McCheese? Is that, I think Mayor McCheese.
Oh, Mayor McCheese. Yeah, he had a hamburger for a head, didn't he?
Yeah, like a quarter or double cheeseburger or something. And what Grimace, was he the shake or no?
Grimace? I don't know what Grimace was. He was a big purple thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about washing the car?
Not washing the car. That's not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Hamburglar, you got Mayor McCheese.
Hamburglar, Mayor McCheese.
Grimace.
Birdie.
Was?
A Chicken McNugget.
Okay.
And then you have Ronald McDonald, of course.
Ronald McDonald, yeah.
I think that was it, wasn't it?
Was that it?
I believe so.
I was thinking there was something with a fish.
Was there a fish?
Maybe not.
There could have been.
Yeah.
I thought there was a cookie man, like
oh,
a cookie
yeah.
something or another.
Yeah.
Boy, they used to have good cookies there. Are those
they
gone?
They did, man. Mm, those were
go ahead, caller.
How about giving the dog a bath?
No dog bath on our list. Thank you.
Okay.
Giving the dog a bath.
No dog bath.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can anybody tell me what household chores do kids hate doing?
I know, going back to those characters, didn't he always wear that blue suit, Mayor McCheese? He was like shorts with a tie and a...
What exactly, what town was he the mayor of?
Was it, I don't know, where was McDonald's?
Twisted Artery Bill?
Yeah. Grimace. Is that what you do when you eat that food? You grimace?
He was a big orange blob.
A blob, yeah.
Not orange, purple.
Purple.
Big purple blob.
I didn't know if he represented like a milkshake or...
I didn't know what he was. I just know he's scary.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Ronald?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
You know, like washing the windows?
Not on the list. Good guess, though. No kid I ever met ever liked washing the windows.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring.
You know what I like seeing now is all these posts in the past, you'd always see these people, oh, I can educate my kids better than... and now they're having to do it, and boy, do they hate it.
Isn't that the case? Here we go. Let's get the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, as far as your fly o fish... There was a sea captain, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah, there was. Wasn't there also a cookie-based character?
I think there was. Might have been named Cookie.
It might have been. I tell you, it's sad they've all went by the wayside except for Ronald.
Yes. Well, I wanted to kind of plug my show, the Mike Wilson Show, on Monday.
Yes. Mike, who was on last week?
Well, last week we had Tyler Butler with the Paradise.
Yes, and that's currently replaying in the repeats here, so listen all week long because that will be replaying through Sunday periodically, the Mike Wilson Show, Monday, 5, 10 to 6 p.m. And who's on this week, Mike?
Well, this week we're going to have Mark Holbrook from the Marion Area Convention District Bureau to talk about, during this crisis, what restaurants are open with drive-thru. Because there are several that aren't open, so we're going to talk about that and maybe some other things as well.
I know a lot of people have been asking, too, Mike, about hotels.
We can bring that up, too, Terry.
I also think it's interesting, what impact in Marion will this have on small business?
There we go.
It's going to be that'll be a fascinating show, Mike, because I don't think anybody on this station has talked to Mark about those topics.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with him a few minutes ago, and we're going to do it by phone. We're going to do our social distancing, but Mark Holbrook will be on next Monday.
Great, great.
Well, sounds great. Mike, we'll look for, how are you doing during this pandemic?
Oh, I'm not too bad.
Good.
I'm alive and kicking.
Well, we're good to hear that. We're glad you're part of the team, and glad you'll be here on Monday. And
I'll be with you Monday.
Periodic other events, I'm sure, as the station goes along. Hey, it's almost anniversary time again. It's almost June.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, June
15th. Is it?
No, it's not June 15th. I can't. What's the
10th.
Date? June the 10th, maybe. No, or 11th.
10th or 6 or 7 years.
It will be. We've been here a while now.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed it?
Yeah. Okay, well, I just want to let listeners know to be listening in on Monday afternoon at about 5:10.
Yep.
And hear about the restaurants that are still open in the Marion area.
Yeah, give them all the info, Mike. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Mike Wilson.
Mike Wilson, host of the Mike Wilson Show.
Mondays, 5:10 to 6 p.m.
here on WWGH Radio.
Yep.
It's going to be an interesting
great show
Monday.
Great show, it sounds
to learn about small businesses and the impact of COVID-19 and which drive-thrus are open and which aren't. That is puzzling because you really don't know.
I don't know how many times I see that listed on social media. You know, people are asking, "Hey, what restaurants are open?" And then when they get an answer, "Well, what ones offer a carryout or, you know, or things like that?" I mean,
that'll be a jam-packed show.
Yeah.
Hotels.
Yeah.
Also, what's the small business community going to do?
Right. How are they going to recover? Yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking, maybe I'll, maybe that's what I'll do with my afternoon. I'll go do somebody's dishes.
Oh, there you go.
Why not? I'll just go around Marion.
Randomly.
I'll knock
dishes.
On people's door.
Yeah.
You need your dishes done?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll come in.
Yeah.
Why not? Go ahead, caller.
How about raking leaves? I know that's outside, but.
Raking leaves is number 5 on the list.
Wow,
you have got it.
Got it. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Raking leaves was on the list, so we're down to 1 now.
We got one answer.
We've got cleaning your room, vacuuming, mowing the lawn, raking leaves. Which household chore do kids hate doing? Number 2 is the only one still on the list.
Yeah. You know, I could just see with all this pandemic going on, you know, you showing us up at somebody's house.
Wouldn't that be nice during a pandemic?
Yeah.
I'm going to stand 6 feet from you,
but
don't come near your kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be in there washing dishes.
You got your splash guard on and your...
I'll wear goggles.
Yeah.
Goggles and those yellow gloves.
Yeah,
I'll wear
right.
those over.
Those elbow length.
Wear a hazmat suit over
exactly,
or something like that.
Yeah.
What a life.
Mom, who's this weird guy at the door?
What a life we're in right now. What a life.
Yeah.
My word. Go ahead, caller.
Cleaning the bathroom?
Not cleaning the bathroom. That is not on the list.
Wow.
Thank you, though.
I thought that would have definitely made it. Yeah.
Not cleaning the bathroom. 740-383-9944. Which household chores do kids hate doing?
I would have definitely thought that would have been on the list.
It's interesting. What people believe kids don't like
right,
to do.
Right.
That's what the list is essentially compiled of. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, wash the dishes.
Washing the dishes. You know, Chip, it's not washing the dishes. But how you doing, Chip? I hear you're on self-quarantine over there.
Good.
Listening to the radio, I love that. Do you leave it on all night like you used to, Chip?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
So what's going on?
Not good.
Are you doing okay?
Yes.
What are you having for lunch today, Chip?
No, yet.
Is your stomach growling?
Yeah.
So did you like to do the dishes when you were around, when you were a kid, Chip?
Yeah.
You did? Well, you're a good guy. And you know that Chip now has a canine name for him in Marion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, Chip, nobody deserved it more than you. Absolutely. You are a class act in every sense of the word and a great guy. It's good to talk to you, Chip.
Chipper.
Yeah.
Take care, Chip.
Take care, Chip.
Okay.
Legendary Chip.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, man. One of those guys that...
Oh, I love Chip.
Oh, great. Always a great story.
I spent so much time with Chip for a long time.
Yep.
And God love him, we had some good times.
We did, yeah. He was a fun guy. Fun guy.
Fun guy, good guy, and just a real staple in the community.
Real class act, yeah.
Which household chores do kids hate doing? Cleaning the room, vacuuming, mowing the lawn, raking the leaves. What is the one that we're missing? 740-383-9944.
Here we go.
The show tonight, Friday Night Live, new guest host. Go ahead, caller.
How about washing the car?
Washing the car is not on the list.
Okay.
No washing the car. No, we have no cars today.
Still missing that one elusive answer there.
That one elusive answer, which we're waiting to hear.
So the Friday night show, you pretty excited? I mean, obviously.
Oh,
you're,
I'm
you're
ready.
Excited.
Yeah. I'm excited tonight. I know that the guest host.
Any topic?
Or not just, a guest host, permanent host.
Yeah. Any topics? Or,
you know, that's why I think there'll be some show prep today.
Okay.
We're going to start that extra early today. I just think tonight's show has got a real good feel.
You're going to make them do dishes for these?
I'm going to make them do dishes
okay.
in the sink here.
All right,
yeah. Yep. And maybe vacuum.
Okay.
But I think that it's got a real good feel tonight, 8 to 10. New guest, no, new permanent host. Got to stay saying guest host.
Yeah.
New permanent host will be with us,
unveiled
8 to 10.
Tonight.
Unveiled tonight. Blonde, and you've heard him before. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yeah. I just tuned in, so sorry if this answer's already been given. But what about cleaning up after pets?
You know, I don't know if that answer's been given or not, but that's not
that's
it.
That's a great guess, though.
Good guess.
You got to admit, that's a great answer.
Oh, yeah. Great answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it.
No, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh,
thank you, bye-bye.
No, thank you.
Gotta leave them laughing.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do, 37 minutes past the hour. You know, I should say, though, because, you know, Monday you were on when the former host of that program called in. I think a little angry that we have replaced her.
That's kind of the impression,
impression we got. So, I mean, I think it's important to take the time on the... I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
We'll get back.
Right.
Remind me.
All right.
You know, I have a attention span of a bee at this point. Go ahead, caller.
I was gonna say a hamster.
How about picking up their dirty clothes and put them in a hamper or something?
You know, picking up the dirty clothes, I think, is something they probably don't like to do, but not on this current list.
Okay.
Thank you. The question is,
go ahead.
Which household chores do kids not like doing? We've got cleaning the room, vacuuming, mowing the lawn, raking the leaves. What is the one that we are missing?
And then Monday, of course, the impression that we got from this
podcast. Oh, the former co-host,
yeah.
The former co-host of the Friday night show that, you know, I mean, she'll be replaced tonight, and that's the word you're using.
Right.
But we do have a new host. It's not replaced in a bad way.
Right,
it's not
right.
You know, there was no... slash and burn or anything.
Right.
But the new host will be Blonde, and the new host is somebody you've heard before. But the old host was Bailey Hunt, who called in Monday, and I think was a little angry about that. But I will say this. Bailey has a tremendous amount of good traits. So, you know, I'll maybe get back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get taking out the trash?
You know, that is not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No, she has a tremendous amount of good traits. And the thing about her, and I did a little thing yesterday, because, I think we don't say enough nice things about people. I really think we're just nasty people sometimes, and we like to talk awful stuff about other people. And go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about folding clothes?
Folding clothes is not on the list. Good guess, though. And so I talk, because, you know, if somebody dislikes me, that's not really on me to like them.
Right.
You know, or dislike them.
Right, right.
So in her particular case, yesterday I just went on a little soliloquy about all the things that are good about her.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's angry with me and even though she'll be replaced tonight,
mm-hmm.
why she was good.
Yeah.
Because you've got to remember that.
Yeah.
You've got to remember the good times. And you know, so what? There's a little anger there now. I get it. But, you know, there were a lot of good times, and she was, is, a talented person. And it wouldn't be any shock to me, whatever she does, she'll be a success. You know, because I think certain people are just going to be successes and certain people are not. And she's one of those people who just is. Mm-hmm. You know, and she doesn't need me for that. So, you know, that's an important thing to say.
Right.
So will she be angry about the new co-host? Hard to say, but it felt that way.
Yeah.
So, but I am not going to say anything negative about her because I have nothing but the kindest things to say about her.
Gotcha. Right.
So there you go.
So that's kind of your synopsis there.
That's my synopsis of the current situation as we go into a new Friday
night. All right. So obviously big plans for this show then on Friday. I mean.
Oh, it's going to be big. It's going to be one of the flagships.
Now, as far as the actual format goes, I mean, are you guys going to do interviews?
Yes.
Or just talk amongst your, yeah, easy for me to say, talk amongst yourselves on certain topics?
We're going
to
do that.
Okay. All right.
Tonight will probably be more of a getting to know you, that type of thing.
It's a trial run kind
of
thing. Yeah,
well, yeah. And I think, but there'll be guests. It'll be kind of newsy. It'll be kind of...
Interactive?
Or? Interactive. It'll be kind of pop culture. Mm. It'll have a little... It's going to be a magazine, really.
You know,
all pages of the magazine are brought out.
So several different, you know...
Several different topics.
Maybe like some travel and some, you know...
Yeah, whatever.
Fashion and...
Yeah, and I think whatever is interesting that week is what we'll talk about,
okay.
And it'll be a wrap-up of the week. But it'll be live every Friday night, and I think it'll be something that people will find interesting because, for my money, the new co-host is probably, and this is why I think I've chosen this person, the new co-host is probably the most talented person that I know.
Wow.
Oh yeah, to do this, to do this
that's
particular
yeah,
position.
That's a great yeah. compliment. Yeah,
so and you know that's the way it is.
Right.
And sure. I think it'll go over very well in that regard.
That's awesome.
Go ahead, caller.
This is a chore to some kids. How about just doing the homework?
Not doing the homework, but a good guess.
Good one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, you know, I mean, it's always a to me, it's always a pleasure to welcome new talent to the.
Oh, absolutely.
To the family here, you know, as far as...
And it'll be a new person in the family, and I think that the talent, you're going to know 10 seconds in that there's a lot of talent there.
Okay.
Because this is a person who just has an aura of talent.
Okay.
And I think, you know...
They could do a multitude of other things besides...
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Good, good.
Certainly not one dimension.
All right.
Many dimensions with this particular person.
That's good. Because, you know... What I found is that radio in particular, you really have to be versatile. I mean, as far as...
Oh, radio is much more difficult than television.
Right, right. You know, because one day you wear so many different hats in radio, you know.
Well, and it's also off the top of your head.
Right.
To a bit, big degree.
You
you're
don't
on
really
more.
Have a script. You don't really have a, you know...
No, and we've been on 5 hours here. You know, you're not going to do that in television.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are we going to get the last answer, though?
Yeah, that's the question.
Which household chore do kids hate doing?
Well, here's another call.
Go ahead, caller.
How about dusting?
Not dusting, but that's not a whole lot of fun either.
Mm-mm, I could think of a million other things to do than...
Yeah, dusting's kind of a boring topic.
It's kind of monotonous. I mean, you're doing the same...
Monotonous. You know... somebody sang a song one time called Monotonous.
Mm.
I'm trying to remember who sang that. Might have been Phyllis Diller.
Mm,
which
really?
Apparently is a tattoo you think I would get. Phyllis Diller.
I can just imagine, you know, her face on your shoulder, you know, and with that big laugh or whatever, or, you know, like a Pat Carroll or somebody. Or
I think time will have to wait for those. Now, would you get Pat Carroll tattooed on your shoulder?
No, I would not get Pat Carroll tattooed on my shoulder.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if you'd do one of your favorite, maybe Dick Cavett or somebody, or
one of your
favorite interviews or
something. No, I don't think I'd have a favorite.
Phil Donahue.
No,
Donahue.
I don't think I would have an interview tattooed.
Okay, all right. I just...
No. You know, it's a more personal
thing that's good.
That you do.
That's good.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what tattoos are designed for, you know, but a lot of people... You know, you don't want to get the love across your knuckles or...
You know what's interesting? Some people look good with tattoos and some people don't.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
The downfall is, though, when you get to be about 60 or 70, man, it's...
You know, I don't know. It's hard. I you know, it's going to be interesting as time goes on. But I do notice that There are certain people who pull tattoos off well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that same thing.
And then there are other people...
You're thinking, why did they get a tattoo, you know?
I think, why? Why?
Yeah.
That is not good.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what they see.
Yeah. Well, I think, I wonder if a lot of it has to do with, like, peer pressure. You know, maybe they're...
Maybe it is. You know, some people see it as a kind of a therapy.
Yeah. Okay.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be therapeutic for me, but... Maybe for others.
Right. Just to see that you have it, though, might, you know, might be therapeutic for some people. I mean, you know, they would think that, you know, they could set their mind at ease now that you actually did it, you know.
And right, because apparently I was such a prude, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, so you could actually prove them wrong, and it would set their mind at ease because they know you already did it. You did it. And
well, I'm all for that. I'm all for proving other people wrong.
Right, yeah.
Anytime that can be done, I'm Johnny on the spot.
You're the guy, yeah.
I'm the guy. You want to be proved wrong? I'm your guy. You know, we've had such a tremendous ballyhoo of guests here, too, over the last few weeks. I think about that. I was thinking about that yesterday. Gary Burbank. And Dick Cavett and Phil Donahue and Marla Gibbs and Marsha Warfield and Slim Goodbody and Sam Donaldson and just a real menagerie of good guests.
Mm, yeah. Well, I mean, that's we go in streaks like that. I mean, it's pretty much an every week thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's just some weeks are, you know, Shecky Green and I think you had him on in the last.
Yeah, Shecky's been on in this spiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find it tougher now to book guests, or is it easier now since everyone's at home? Or?
It hasn't been bad. Yeah, it's been fairly.
I don't know with before if maybe people were traveling and stuff. And
well, I'll tell you what's interesting. It's because so many things right now are booked on the fly.
Uh-huh.
Because you've got Tracy Kinsler, or you've got Mayor Schertzer, or you've got COO of Marion General Hospital, or, you know, people you want to get on.
Uh-huh.
And you've got these other people booked. Pat Carroll's been on. Ted Williams has been on during this whole thing. So it's kind of a collage. Been a collage.
But you try to sprinkle in people around those.
Oh, Park Overall.
Yeah, around your main.
Yeah, because I think, you know, we can talk ourselves silly with this COVID, and I think at some point we have to have some people on who maybe want to talk about COVID but can do it in a funnier way.
Right. It's a good point.
Not everything has to be so serious.
Yeah, no doom and gloom all the time, yeah.
Are we not going to get our final answer? 12 minutes left in the program today.
12 minutes left, come on.
What household chore do kids hate doing? Now we've got cleaning their room, vacuuming, mowing the lawn, raking leaves. What is the one answer we do not have at this particular juncture?
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer?
So did we ever find out what the fish guy's name was on the McDonald's?
No, I don't know who the fish guy was. What was the McDonald's song?
Didn't they have a song? I'm loving it, or...
No, they had a song at one point.
Huh.
Have you had your break today? Bom, 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 ba dee.
Remember when they used to have that McDLT that you had to put the sandwich together?
And the rib.
Yeah.
The McRib, which came around once a year.
Yeah, and everyone...
Everybody ate them.
Yeah.
Ate them like
they
mad.
They sold a lot of those things.
You know, I think of the Oscar Mayer...
Yeah.
Theme song is probably... Can you sing it?
My baloney has a first name. It's B-O-L-O-G.
No. O-S-C-A-R.
O-S-C-A-R.
You went for the second name first.
I went for the second name, yeah. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
And if you ask me why, I'll say I love to eat it every day. It's because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. There you go. Great song.
I wonder during this pandemic what the Poison Control Center, if they're still...
Oh, they probably don't know what to do.
I mean, because they've had the same guard on attendance or on duty since like 1940.
Do you remember the song?
Gosh, I can react.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222.
If you're choking, or if
you think you might be poisoned and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
But if you've been poisoned, would you have time to call poison control?
Probably not. Probably it's more of a theory, I think.
Oh, okay.
That you've been poisoned, call the poison control center hotline.
Okay.
Right. We're here for you night and day.
So if you're poisoned, call poison control if you have time.
If you have time, which you probably don't.
You don't, yeah.
But if you happen to be poisoned and you're still conscious,
yeah,
drag yourself over to the nearest telephone and call the poison control. If you can remember the number at that point. Mm-hmm. If you can still see.
If the arsenic hasn't kicked in by then. And
what is the one household item that kids hate doing? 9 minutes left in the program. We've got cleaning their room, vacuuming, mowing the lawn, raking leaves. What is the answer we don't have? 740-383-9944.
Somebody, anybody.
I think we stumped them.
Please call.
It's interesting. We went through a lot of these today. We went through three or four. But we don't know what the one thing left is the kids want to do.
Right. Well, I mean, also, too, you look at it. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, this could be the answer.
All right. Come
this
on.
This could be
come
the
on.
One.
Come on.
Go ahead, caller.
How about doing the dishes?
Not doing the dishes.
No, but I did have to go to somebody's house and do the dishes. Twice, as a matter of fact.
Twice?
Oh, yes. But the second time, I think they just invited me over to do the
dishes.
To
do the dishes.
I think that's what it was. Because the first time, I went over and I just happened to do the dishes.
Right, right.
The second time, I think I was there to do the dishes.
You didn't earn your keep and, like, eat first and then have to do the dishes?
No, no, not at all. I think I even had to cook the meal.
Oh, jeez.
I know, isn't it a thing?
Wow.
Isn't it a thing?
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget tonight, 8 to 10.
The Big Show.
New co-host, Blonde.
That we've heard before.
That you've heard before. And you will hear again in just about, what are we talking about, 7 hours.
7 hours. That'll give you a little time to prepare.
Yeah, there's going to be some preparation tonight for this show because we're coming back on big. We're not coming on small.
Right.
Because you got a new co-host, you got to come back big. We got to
come on with
this thing.
Guns a-blazing.
Guns a-blazing tonight, and it will be big, and then from here until sign-off, it will be on.
It will be on. So every Friday. What prompted the Friday night show? Anything behind it, or, I mean, any?
Well, originally, honestly, if I remember correctly, it was, oddly enough, to do a show, because Bailey had come in a couple mornings. And guest hosted the morning show.
Okay.
And she was good. She was good. And then we started doing the podcasting.
Okay.
And I think she missed doing the radio. And the radio is different than a podcast.
Than a podcast.
Yeah. And so it was more of a vehicle created for her, to be honest.
And it just kind of took off.
Yeah, I think it took off.
Yeah.
And but then we had to part ways, you know, amicably.
Yeah.
And then we got guest host, but now you don't want to bury that show.
Right. You cut through the guest host, and now it's time to actually unveil.
Right. You unveil the new host, who is Blonde and who people have heard before. And I know people are going to love, I know they're going to love this person. You know. They're going to love this person as much as I love this person.
Gotcha.
And if you love them like even a quarter as much as I love them, hit show.
You got it. You got a hit on your
hit
head.
Show. Yep. Over the moon hit.
Wow. That's great.
So how about that?
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
That's where you got to be.
That's exactly where you want to be. Yep. Yep.
And you'll know that tonight. It's a new day, as Thunderbolt Patterson would say. It's a new day.
A new day.
There's all kinds of stuff happening. You know, there's all kinds of stuff happening behind the scenes. Things just getting ready to break loose.
A lot of things people don't know.
Oh, know. My goodness.
If you could only be a fly on the wall.
Oh, you would have. I don't think people, sometimes even people involved, don't know.
Right. It catches them off guard, you know. And
some things, there were a lot of things put in motion back in January, like late December, early January.
That's coming to fruition now.
Yeah, it took a minute. We had a little stumbling block here and a little stumbling block there, but it's done now.
Yeah.
And really, now it's just a matter of, here we go. And I think a lot of people are going to find that out today. I think a lot of people, the general public, are going to find that out in the weeks to come, what that all means. But don't ever underestimate what's going on here. Don't ever underestimate the people involved. And don't ever think that big things are not going to happen. Unbelievably big things. It's coming.
Game changers.
Oh, gigantic.
You know, that could be, that are I shouldn't say could be, that are definitely in the works.
Life-changing.
Life-changing.
If you're a part of them, they're life-changing. And I hope people really fully understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a minute sometimes because life changers don't happen every day.
You don't really let that sink in, and then all of a sudden when it sinks in.
When you get it.
Yeah.
When you get what it's really
all
about.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Because you hear that term being thrown around so much, so you kind of take it as, you know. But then when the things happen, and when the things do happen, and it actually in some way, shape, or form does change your life, then you're like, oh, boy, wow, I know what he was talking about now, you know. And
Captain Crook.
Captain Crook. Okay.
Mike Wilson, Captain Crook.
Okay, that was the fish.
Yep, I think that's right.
All right.
Good answer.
All right, thank you, Mike.
You know, why do you think it takes so long for people to get the reality and the severity of things?
I think it's one of those, I don't know if it's one of those terms where I think, well, even though I hear it, it'll never happen to me, or you know, or it sounds too good to be true, or something to that, you know, to that effect.
Well, and maybe there's something to the fact that it didn't happen right away.
Right,
but,
right.
But, you know some things going on behind the scenes. Now, what would be your unbiased take on them?
Well, my unbiased take would be that definitely I think they're going to alter the way things are done, for sure.
And what would you say the impact will be?
It's going to be a huge impact, that's for sure.
And what would you say the impact would be overall as notoriety and just really making something huge, to coin a phrase?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I think it's definitely going to change the landscape of, you know, as we know it right now, and it's definitely going to alter some things.
If people only knew what I knew.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
If people only knew what I knew.
That crazy brain of yours, if they only knew what was...
If they only knew. But you've been around a while.
Yeah.
So you've seen.
Sure. Firsthand. Yeah.
How many times did people say, well, you can't get Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to come to Marion, Ohio. Well, what happened?
Mr. McFeely come twice. Three times.
Three times. Ted Williams isn't going to announce he's running for President of the United States on your show and get national attention. What happened?
He announces presidency on our show, and the Bob and Tom show. It was in the USA Today.
Legendary comedian Gallagher, he's not coming to Marion, Ohio, and doing a show on that station. What happened?
Gallagher comes to Marion, does a show on our station. You'll never get former governor Ted Strickland to come to your studio.
A sitting governor has never, or a past or sitting governor, has never sat for 2 hours in a studio for an interview ever on radio. What happened?
Former Governor Ted Strickland comes. Best election coverage, yeah, twice.
You'll never get Lulu from Hee Haw to drive up from Nashville and spend 4 to 5 hours in the studio on all the shows.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That can't happen.
No.
What happened?
Lulu Roman from Hee Haw.
So just go ahead.
You'll never get WWE Hall of Famer Nikolai Volkoff.
Tony Atlas.
WWE Hall of Famer, or is Larry Zbyszko? You'll never get those guys.
Thunderbolt Patterson. Ted Williams won't come to the fair and do a sit interview with you. Sit down.
Yeah. Okay.
Just keep on saying.
Yep.
Just keep on saying it won't happen.
The naysayers.
Yeah. Just keep on being naysayers.
You'll never get the Iron Sheik in the or.
It's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Mr. McFeely and the popcorn parade in front of thousands of people. Oh, excuse me, we did it twice.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes it takes a minute.
Yeah.
But once that minute's up.
Well, because a lot of times it's just working the logistics out a lot of times, you know. And
logistics are important.
Yeah.
But it will change your life.
Yes.
Well, you're an example of this. You can't, have changed your life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I honestly had no clue that the impact was going to be, for me, as big as it was. I mean.
And now from here on out.
Yeah, it's something that I'll never forget the rest of my life.
Oh, that station's going to the Republican National Convention?
Yeah.
Going to interview Phyllis Schlafly and sit outside the governor's mansion with Ben Carson and Chris Christie. Katie Couric's going to walk up to you in the hallway? Come on.
Don't forget. Well, also, too, not only that, but going to the...
bathroom with Wolf Blitzer?
No, downstairs in the when we seen Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
World Series.
World Series. 2016 World Series in front of the Q. The night that the Cleveland Cavaliers received their championship rings.
Pay attention, folks. Pay attention.
Things
don't tune away.
Things are happening.
So here's the point. Tune in tonight, 8:10 to 10 p.m. New guest host here, Blonde. And you've heard him before.
Oh, and you know, one thing we missed out on was another rally that we went to in Columbus. The lady who lost the election.
Oh, Hillary Clinton. Absolutely. We were at the Hillary Clinton rally in the summer of 2016.
That's right.
Dick Gregory interviewed him in person twice. Kent State, 40th anniversary.
Yes.
Okay, just wait and watch.
There you go.
That's all you have to do.
Yep.
Okay, we're done for the day. What a day it was. Terry, it's fun to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
Hopefully
you
come back more
often.
Absolutely, yep. We're going to have a lot of fun. Stay tuned. More programming right around the corner here on WWGH Radio, where the G today stands for Get Ready and Watch Us.
Done, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you walked away even before the win was finished?
You know,